Zogt die Mishnah, Daf Chavov, Omid Aleph, HaPayis HaShlishi. So we had, the last Mishnah was a Payis HaSheni. Over there we had the 13 Avoidus. The Shoichet, the Zorik, the Midash, the Mizbeach HaPanim, Midash, the Nasa, and then the Halos Evorim LaKevesh, onto the ramp, which was done through 9 different Kahanim. Shloitzeh all together. And it was all Machlekes, Derech Hiluchoy, Derech Nituchoy, Derech Hefshetoy, and the Tanakam in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, HaPayis HaShlishi. The third Payis, there were 4 Payises. There was a Sofik in the Gemara. If those Payises itself, those 4 times that they gathered in the Lishta Gozes, they had the other Payises for the, let's say, the 13 different jobs, did they require 1 Payis, each one an individual Payis, or 1 Payis for the Sheikh, then automatically the other ones, the Gemara is Payis, it's 1. But now the Gemara says, the Payis HaShlishi, the third time that they entered for the Payis, what was included in that Payis? Chadoshim Laktoiris. So number one, it means chadoshim lakteiris. People that were never yet zoiche in the kteiris, zogdrashi, mishaloi zoche lakteiris miyomov, they were machis like that in the Azorah, come and join now this pious. And the Gemara is going to say the reason is because it was a school of Ashiris, it was misasheres, not just a school, it was misasheres. So memela, they wanted to spread the wealth, people that didn't have a chance yet. So a pious, ashish, chadoshim lakteiris, bo vifisu, V'haravi, the fourth pious was what? Chadoshim im yishonim. Over here, it's not just chadoshim. It's chadoshim im yishonim. Now, obviously, the first and the second are also chadoshim im yishonim. But here we're stressing it because we just had a pious ashlishi, which was only chadoshim. So now we're saying the fourth one, everyone's invited again. Chadoshim im yishonim. Mi mala, what's the fourth pious? Mi mala evorim in akevesh lemizbeach. Because after all, the pious asheni was that you bring it up. The 9 kahanim bring it up from the to the kevesh, but not onto the mizbeach. Mm-hmm. So now someone has to take it from the kevesh. That's another pious from the kevesh to the mizbeach. Mimale evorim in a kevesh to mizbeach. Zog the gemara tono me oilam loy shana odam bo. That means a person never had the schus of being makted the k'teres twice. Loy shana odam bo. There was never a kohen. Now this means specifically a Kohen Hedyot, because a Kohen Gadol we know, Shivas Yom Kohen Yom Kippurim, who makdik as aktoiris, he does it 7 days in a row. So it's loishana ba'odah, meaning a Kohen Hedyot did not do it twice. That's what the Sfasem has explained. This is Adrabba. The whole reason why he didn't do it twice, because it's misasheres. So we don't want him to become richer than the Kohen Gadol. It says, ha'gol me'echov, he has to be richer. Ma'asheken the Kohen Gadol Adrabba, he's supposed to be misasher. And that's exactly what we said. Kol shivas hayomim, makdiras akteris. So he's makdiras. Very good. Let him become rich. The wealth we don't want Dr. Svazem is to be more by the Kohen Kedin than the Kohen Gadol. So akaponim, me'oilom loishona odom bo. Zogim on my time, what's the reason? Om Reb Chanin b'nei shem ma'asheres. Ma'asheres zog drashi. Lefikoch lohyominichim oiso ilishanois. They didn't allow you to be a part of the Goyrel a second time. Let other people be zoich in it. It's misasheres, loy minichim oisoi. Now, al pi cheshbon, we're talking about a base av. It's not such a probable chance that you're going to win. A base av is only there for 1 week, twice a year. Chav dalat mishmorois. So we're not discussing something that is a very high chance that he's going to get it. So memela, it's only for that 1 week that he's working twice a year, 1 week. So memela, let those that did not have a chance. And loy menichim oisa l'shanois because of me'asheres loy menichim oisa l'shanois. Zog the Gemara, Omer l'rapop l'abaya, my timer. What's the reason that it's me'asheres? Ilay mishum nechsev. It says in the pasuk, in Dvorim, it says the beginning of the pasuk is Yoram mishpatech le'Yakov v'sagos le'Yisrael yosimu k'toyra ba'pecho v'chol olam izbechecho. It says yosimu k'toyra ba'pecho. The k'toyra, which is referring to the k'toyras ba'pecho. Uksibasrei, what it says after that? Borech Hashem Cheloi. That's a pasuk right after that in Dvorim. Borech Hashem Cheloi, upel yodav tirtze. Chatzmas naim komum, misan min yikumun. So it says, the pasuk before is Yosimu k'tere b'pecho. The pasuk afterwards is Berech Hashem Cheloi. So Berech Hashem Cheloi is the misasheres part. So Mela, if that's the reason, so fact the Gemara, ihochi, oilo nami. By the oilo also, the pasuk, in the first pasuk that we just mentioned, it says, Yom Yishpech Yaakov Yisrael Yisrael Yosimu K'tera B'Pecho V'chol Al Mizbechecho. Chol Al Mizbechecho refers to the oil. Kolal means totally consumed. Al mizbechecha. The oil is kolal al mizbechecha. And the same pasuk that follows is Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So if his oil should have that same asheres. Zagmari yochi oil nami. Hoksiv kolal al mizbechecha. Omalei, there's a fundamental difference. Ha shchicha v'holoi shchicha. The oil is very shchiach. And oil is bonadova. Keteiris is not bonadova. So because it's not shchiach, so that's why it has this gula. And Rashi says, what does that mean? It has this gula because it's not shchiach. Zog Rashi, holoi shchicha umistavra the chiksiv oisher. When it says the oisher of Baruch Hashem Cheloi, adeloi shchicha, it's going on something that's not shchiach on the keteiris and not on the oiler. The im loikein, if you're going to say it's also going on the shchiach, nimtzu hakol ashirim, that doesn't make sense. Wealth is something that is unique. If wealth is distributed by every person, then it's not wealth anymore. Then that's not ashiras. It's a brach of ashiras. That's how the Ritva explains. If the brach of ashiras is not on the roiv, it's not on the roiv of the shevet. It's not on the roiv. It's not on the majority of the people. That's negative the whole teva of the brach of wealth. So a melech has to be miyuchad. So a melech can't be going on oila, which is shriach. It has to be going on something that is not shriach, not ruba ashiras. And that is the same Yisoy that we're saying now by Keteiris. We know the Ramah brings, B'shem the Maril, that Sandekois is not something that should be done twice in the same Mishpacha. Because why? Because of the school of Ashiris. Now, a Rav, a Rebbe, they get Sandekois more than once. So what's Pshat? What happened to that Ramah? So Be'etzim, we said the Sfasem says that Kohen Gol does get it twice. We used to get it 7 days in a row. What does it say? Koshivas Yomim who makter zakteres. So Mela, that is a bechina that we see that it's not shvedi and came more than once. But the truth is, this whole Ramah that the Ramah brings, there's a famous truth from Nerdy Behuda. Nerdy Behuda was asked about his sandekois, about getting it twice. So Nerdy Behuda writes in his tshuva, he says, my derech is usually not to answer a question. Was hotnish came a korin shas. This is a keteiris. We're not talking about sandekois. Sandekois, hodnish kem mekorin shas. Yes, the Ramah brings a machil, even Rabbeinu Peretz, I think, he brings it. But he says, hodnish kem mekorin shas. So it's not my derech to answer. He says, mehechetesa keteiris, you compare to sandekois to keteiris, which is on the mizbeach ha-pnimi, adarabba. Compare it to the mizbeach ha-chitzoin. You have the dom over there, mizbeach ha-chitzoin. So Mizbech Chitzon is constant for everyone. So over there it's dam of the Mila. Maybe it's like the Mizbech Chitzon. So maybe why could you get? Maybe you could be able to get it twice. By Kabbalas you don't find any way you can't get it twice. It's only by Keteiris. So you're comparing it to Keteiris compared to Mizbech Chitzon. So the Nebuchadnezzar is very stark about this whole sandekois of getting it twice. The Ramah brings. B'shem de Maril, B'shem de Peretz, I think, even for sure, B'shem de Maril, that it's a Metz'ashe, like the Keteiris. Zog there's nishke mekorin shas. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rove, le mishkachas tzub merabonon, de moire, we don't find it tamat chochem, that's a moire, zog Rashi, moire oiro, she moire oiro is b'yisol, elo, the osi mishevet levi, oy mishevet yisocho. Now, Ben Yoyada says, it doesn't mean only. It means api roiv. Zog the Gemara, what's the makar? Levi dichsiv yogim mishpetecha liyakov. That was the pasuk that we brought before. That's the beginning of the pasuk of yosimu k'tere b'apecha, is yogim mishpetecha liyakov. So Levi stayed yogim mishpetecha liyakov. Yisocho dichsiv, ubnei yisocho yoyde bina liyitim. This is the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. L'das mayasi Yisrael. Zog the Gemara, what about Yehuda? Ve'em Yehuda nami dechsev posik in Tehillim. It says Yehuda mechoikiki. It's called Yehuda mechoiki. Mechoiki means the mechoikik da'alochas. Zog the Gemara, asuke shmaitz alibi dehilchasa kamino. I'm referring to asuke shmaitz alibi dehilchasa. That's the bechina, the ikka bechina of Talmud Teire is asuke shmaitz alibi dehilchasa. That is Shevet Levi and Shevet Yisachar. Famous Shoyle Meshif in the Hakdoma, the Chelik Aleph, he writes over there, if you look in the Roiv Mefoshe Shulchan Aruch, there were Kahanim or Leviim. The Shach was a Koyin, The Ktsois was a Kohen, the Sma was a Levi, the who else? The Taz was a Levi, Halevi, right? The Taz. He says, Roiv, even Boydik, look at Roiv, Mefarsh, Shulchan Aruch, were Kahanim or Levim. Now, obviously, we all know the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita Yovelin, the Rambam says that Loi Shevet Levi Bilvad, Ela Kol Mi Shenodav Ruchoi, whoever is stelling back his life to what? To take off himself, Oyla Cheshboinus, to Mizdabik in the Torah, Ladas Hashem, so Mele he's able to reach the levels of Niskadis to become Kodesh Kodoshim, famous Rambam in Hilchos Shmita Yovelin, that it's not the Shevet Levi, everyone can have the beginning of a Shevet Levi. Zog die Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ein mefaisin al tomet shel bein ha'abayim. The Sma was also a Kohen. The Sma. I mentioned the Sma. The Sma was also a Kohen. Zog die Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ein mefaisin al tomet shel bein ha'abayim. El a Kohen shel zoche bei b'shachy zoche bei alvis. That means as follows. We have the tomet that you make a pious on. You don't make another pious on the Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. It's bought twice. That Kohen that won the Tomet Shel Shachar, and which we explained to mean all the Avodas followed by the person to his right, but the one that does is Mfais, that wins the Shechita, the Goyro, he is the one that does it again, Tomet Shel Bein Abayim. Zok di Gemara, that's a B'yechon Shechita. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Eim Efeis Al Tomet Shebein Abayim, El Akoyin Shezocha Bei Shachis, Zoycha Bei Arvis. In fact, the Gemara Meisvei, Kishem Shemefeis In Shachis, Kach Mefeis In Bein Abayim, in black and white state in Braisa, that Kishem Shemefeis In Shachis, Mefeis Bein Abayim. So there's another pious for the Tomet Shebein Abayim. And for the Gemara, Kitanya Yibik Teures, that's referring to Teures alone. And Teures is something that is, that we said before, is not Shriach. So Kitanya Yibik Teures, well, like we said, the Ktoris we want, Faket, Ktoris are not allowed to have the same person. That was the whole vart. Misha Zochabai cannot do it again. It's only Chadoshim Ktoris. So
you had a fifth pious for the
Ktoris. Kitanya Ibe that this Mephaisin, oh, we'll see soon the Cheshbon soon of the fifth. But upon him, the Ktoris, the Gemara says clearly that you, like Rashi says, Lefish Aloy Shona Odomba. You're not supposed to have doubles. So merely you had a pious for the Ktoris. Frek the Gemara Kasha. You're answering that Tomet Shel Bein Abayim, there was no new pious. And Tom and Teres, there was, Votanya, it says in the Braisa, Kishem Shemefaisin Loi Shachis, Kach Mefaisin Loi Arvis. Now, Loi, a Tomid, is Zohar. Teres is Nekeva. Mefaisin Loi is going on the Loshon Zohar, which is clearly Mashmet going on the Korban Tomid. So we see Mefaisin Bein Abayim on the Korban Tomid. Zog the Gemara, no, be Goyres, aim Allah. Kishem Shemefais in law, Losh in the cave on the Keteris. And likewise, Yemefais on the Keteris Ben Abayim. Frek the Gemara, the Braise state, behead your Losh in Zocha and Losh in the cave. Vortani Kishem Shemefais in law Shachis, Kach Mefais in law Arvis, Ukshem Shemefais in law Shachis, Kach Mefais in law Arvis. So the Braise is all inclusive, side the Keteris, side the Tomid, side Zocha, side the cave. It's a Pius Ben Abayim. So we see a Kaponim, Nalagab Yechanon, that the one that was Zoyche B'Shachis is automatically Ben Abayim. There's another pious on Tomet Ben Abayim. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok, Hocha B'Shabbos Askinon. On Shabbos, the rules change. Why? Hoyl Mishmores Mischachois. You don't have the same Mishmer. So Rashi, O Mishmer Sho'ovat Shachis, Eina Oivet Ben Abayim. It's a new Mishmer. So in Mele, you have to have a pious for the Keteris too, because it's a new Mishmer. What do you say?
For the Ben Arbaim.
Correct. For the Ben Arbaim, it's a new Mishmer, so you have to have a new pious. Zog di Gemara, ulamai de solek adaitim ikoro. No. So now that we said, well, that which we said a second ago, that we mefayis Ben Arbaim. You mefayis Ben Arbaim. I'll put him on the Tomid. There was a Havamina and the Keteris. There's a Maskona on Shabbos. There's also a Maskona on the Tomid. But the Gemara calls it Lamaida Solika Daitin, Zog Rashi. Shoy Mephaisim Ben Abayim Nefish Lupaisis. U Lamaida Solika Daitin Mikoro. So Nefish Lupaisis. So it's not four. We said Arba Paisis. Lechor it's five. Enter the Gemara. Maisi Kulo Mitzafra. That means as follows. They all gather in the morning. And over there in that pious, they make a pious, who's going to be Zoycha Shachis and who's going to be Zoycha Ben Abayim. Maisi Kula Mitzafra. Also the Zochu Be Shachis, Zochu, Zochi. The Zochi Be Arvis, Zochis. Meaning, the pious Hasheni was, who's going to be Zoycha Shachis. And Zochi Be Arvis, Zochi, at that same time, they make a pious for the Ben Abayim also. So we're saying that it's all in one, just like we said before, there was a tzad, that you have 12, the additional 12 people get a pious, but we still called it Arba Pious, because it's four times that they gather. So now we're saying the same thing over here. Yes, there was a Salkadaitan, there was a pious for the Tomid. But it doesn't mean there was a fifth gathering. They were Takala Oilam, four gatherings, four times they entered. And when they gathered, Bitzafra, that's when they made a pious also for the Ben Abayim, Lamadis Salkadaitan. So in Mela, it's Takala Oilam, it's four times. Even though in that one time, you have another pious, just like the Gemara that I haven't been here before, that maybe you have 12 times in that one time. So that's what the Gemara comes out, Le'olam Itztaka four times. Say it again.
It wasn't in the same gathering.
Shabbos was a new group. So Shabbos is Taka an exception to the rule, because Mishmor is Mischachos, and when we said Dalet Paisas, it means on the stomach, Lafuki Shabbos. You have to say that. In the Chanami. In the Chanami. Zog the Gemara.
In the Keteris?
Yeah, the Keteris Taka was another pious, but we're saying now that it was also at the same time. You have to say it was the same time. It's not a fifth pious. It's all in the same gathering. Zog the Gemara. Ha-Ravi, the Mishnah said, the pious Ravi is Chadoshim im Yishonim about the Halos Evorim min HaKevesh to the Mizbeach. Zog the Gemara Masdisin Daloi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankiv. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankiv. What's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankiv? Shita. The Mishnah in Tomit Aflamet Beis, the Tanan. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankiv Oimel Hamale Evorim LeKevesh. The Kohanim that placed the Evorim on the Kevesh. Well, it actually says Loshen Yochid. Hamale Evorim LeKevesh. Hu Mala Oysel LeMizbeach. He is the one that automatically, at a different time point, but he is the one that's malet from the kevesh to the mizbeach. It's one extended shtela. Zogt Rashi, oisoy ish, is mashma that it's mamash one person, that person. Shezocha boy lo lichol kevesh, choyze umaleo lachas man le mizbeach. He is the one that afterwards, at a different time point, brings it to the mizbeach. Ukshoyim oy lichin oisoy, and when they were bringing it up, when the first group placed it on the kevesh, they placed it michetzia shel kevesh lamato, the midpoint, but below that. If you place it on the bottom of the kevesh, so then the person that's taking it from the kevesh, according to, now we're saying the same person, but at a different point, he has to carry it all from the bottom of the kevesh all the way up. So it's a 32 amah trek. Kedesh lo yitzach lo licha kol hakevesh v'hoylech. He takes him from the place where they are, which is the midpoint. From there, he takes them. So we see it's at the midpoint and a half, a little below in the mizrach side. But Rashi clearly says the hu ma'ale gam mizbeach, because be'etzim you can learn that we're talking about all those that won the pious of bring it to the kevesh, they go now and bring it from the kevesh and mizbeach. But it seems like it's oisa ish. It's that individual, not oisa nanoshim. One, which one? I'm not sure exactly which one, but it's one person, one of them. Balkoponim, that's Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv Shita. We're saying that what? That is another pious. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv Shita is that it's one person, the one that won earlier. Zakhma Masis, look, Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv Tatan. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv Oimo, Hamale vorm the kevesh, whom al oisa le mizbeach. Zok the Gemara, what's the Yisoid of Machloikas? B'may Kumifligi. Mal Sovar B'rovam Hadas Melech. That means, if you have another pious, then you have more people that are mishtatif in the carrying of the Evorim. B'rovam Hadas Melech means get more people involved. Now we are used to saying, when you make Kiddush, we hold, going passes like that, Kiyudua, that one person makes Kiddush, and is Moitzi the Rabim by the Shabbos table, versus every individual making their own Kiddush. Why? Berov Am Hadas Melech. Now over there, maybe look at it one second. There's less people involved. because the only one person made Kiddush. No, that's called B'loim HaMadis Melech. There are more people that are Yotze with the Kiddush. You have been Mekadosh to Yoyim, not myself, but I mean Mekadosh to Yoyim by more people being involved and being Yotze Shmei HaKoino. That's called B'loim HaMadis Melech. Versus every individual on their own being Mekadosh themselves. Over here we're saying that B'loim HaMadis Melech means more people that are Mishtatif. So by Kiddush, it's more people Mishtatif by Deshmei HaKoino. So that's B'loim HaMadis Melech. Over here, more people being Mishtatif in the pious, that's B'loim HaMadis Melech. Oh, so you're asking why is Mishtatav? So in the mice, because here the kid, just like in Mekadosh Moy Berabim, you're making a kiddush for an individual or being Mekadosh Berabim. So maybe it's the Gate Aran in the Beroyim HaMadis Melech, I'm Mekadosh Shabbos, and there's more people that are being involved in this kiddush Hayoyim. There are those that don't feel like that, of course, I'm not saying. There are those that make their own kiddush, Chassidim do it, and they do it, they make their own, of course. But the going past in Biagod, that Beroyim HaMadis Melech, they want to be Moitzi. Kiddush Mokam Suda, that's another din, correct? Oh, Zok the Gemara b'Maikam Ifgi. So Ma Sova B'Rov HaMadas Melech. That means get more people to be involved in the carrying of the Evorim. So you have another, an additional pious from the Kevish and the Mizbech. Uma Sova, it's pasnished. Mokam Shechina Lav Oirech Aro. It looks like that the first person puts it down, I'm done. I'm out of here. It's like an oil. I'm done. If he's not the one that's doing it, it looks like he's over. And I'm dropping it off here, midpoint. And I'm not continuing. It's like it's an oil. It's a tircha. I'm stopping it over here. But if I do it again, so it's not a tircha, but I continued. So Mela, that's the reason why you do not have another pious. That's Psalm Reb Lezer ben Yankov.
It's only nicker once he goes back and does it again.
Correct.
Till then, he takes a break, right?
Till then, either way, you're taking a break. But Lemafreya, it would looks like that, okay. Oh, you didn't show up. The other guy, he dropped it off and he's not here. That means it wasn't oil. Ain't a have to say that. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rova. Loi Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov Islay de Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda we had before on the Avchofem based on the tap, that Rabbi Yehuda's shita was Loi Yepayis Lamachto Alekoin Shazocha Bekteres Oim Lezer Sheimoy Zechemi Bemachto. That means there was two kahanim involved in the k'teres, the machta and the k'teres. So there wasn't an individual pious for the machta. So zok the Gemara, loy Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov isay de Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov that says that there wasn't an additional pious for the halos evorim lekevesh. So there wasn't the fourth pious according to him. So we can't hold of Rabbi Yehuda that says that there was no pious for the machta. V'loy Rabbi Yehuda isle de Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, and Rabbi Yehuda that says that there was no pious for the machto does not over Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov that there was no pious for the halos kevesh again to the mizbeach. Why would you say they can't hold of each other? The imkain batzrele paisas. You need a minimum of four. Before we're handling, you have five. Here you don't even have four. If you're taking Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov into account and he holds of Rabbi Yehuda, then you only have three paisas. You don't have the pious of bringing to the Mizbeach. So Bishlam, if you don't have the pious of bringing to the Mizbeach, you chach have the pious of the Machto. So that's the fifth one. But if you don't hold of Rabbi Yehuda and you don't hold of Rabbi Yankov, then you're missing both directions. You correct me, kan, mekan. You only have three. Dim came batzele, paisas. Zog di gomorrah. Let's see, Rashi. Zog di Rashi. Loi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, Mr. Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar loi hoi pious the Machto. Venoi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, pious the Machto. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov replaces the pious of instead of taking from the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, he says the pious of the Machto. Tachas pious ben Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, if you find a Tana that says there were five, we eat Nishkachas Tana, the Toni Chomesh. So then you have to say, Hahu, the Loik Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, who the Loik Rabbi Yehuda. That if you find five, then he holds neither of Lezim Yankov and neither of Rabbi Yehuda. That means he doesn't hold the Lezim Yankov that there isn't an additional pious, but there was an additional pious for the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. And he doesn't hold Rabbi Yehuda that there was no pious for the Machta, but rather there was a pious for the Machta. So it ends up being you have five instead of four. The loik Rabbi Lezim Yankov, the loik Rabbi Yehuda, Zag Drashi, the choshiv pious, the Machta, the loik Rabbi Yehuda, who pious, I mean, Kevesh to the Mizbeach, the loik Rabbi Lezim Yankov, and that's the Tana that holds five. Stop of the Mishnah.